content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the months of January and February. And we start off with a message from the district governor. District 31S clubs continue to make progress with membership, moving forward with fundraisers, vision screenings, and serving their communities. It is exciting to visit clubs and hear about their goals and achievements, working together as a team for their communities. I enjoy reading club newsletters. It gives me a connection to your club activities. Thank you so much for sending them to me, and please continue to send them to me. Districts 31N and 31S visited the Lions Cottage at the Boys and Girls Home on Lake Waccamaw for a Christmas celebration for the children. It was a fun-filled day for them and a heartwarming experience for the Lions that could participate. We will have more information to share with clubs as we plan something for the spring. Districts 31N and 31S Midwinter Convention. ID Joanne Ogden and Angela arrived on Thursday. We toured the Industries for the Blind facility in Kinston. It was so exciting to be there. We also attended the Zebulon Lions Club meeting on Thursday night, with ID Joanne being an impromptu speaker to a captive audience. We had more excitement on Friday morning with PDG Alan Swaim, who graciously offered to be our chauffeur to the Duke Eye Center to make a tour and meet one of our members that just had received a cornea transplant. Throughout our time with Joanne and her travel companion, Angela, we introduced them to Southern charm and Southern food. The visit was much too short, and I hope to have an opportunity to spend more time getting to know them in the future. ID Joanne Ogden from Canada was the keynote speaker at the Midwinter Convention banquet. She was an amazing speaker that shared her passion for the work that Lions do. She enjoyed conversations with as many Lions as she could. Friday Fun Night music was provided by Coastline. Our Canadian friends enjoyed their first sampling of beach music. During the town hall meeting, ID Joanne provided attendees with information for guidance on the topics they chose. Joanne did not need any reference tools to provide answers to questions posed. She was prepared and did not miss a beat in answering questions. Our Saturday banquet was different this year with challenging food service. However, our Lions family pitched in to provide excellent food service, reminding all Lions of our motto, "We serve." Our international director, Joanne, spoke to us after dinner, sharing stories from her heart, reminding all attendees that all Lions have a purpose. Sometimes, without any intent, everything falls into place. Joanne captured her audience. She did not stand behind the podium, speaking to all attendees as if they were new Lion friends. As a district governor, I was thrilled to be a part of her audience. And that's from Lorraine Dixon. Oops, sorry, it continues on the next page. Where there is a need, there is a Lion. It was so evident throughout our convention, with sickness, sadness, and prayers needed from many that had served in various leadership positions. This was a reminder to me of the compassion that we have for others, not just the many that need our services, but the fact that the culmination of both 31N and 31S allows us to share our camaraderie for each district. ID Gwen White was even able to attend the convention despite health challenges. The hotel was very apologetic for their challenges with serving our meals. They will be donating to Brighter Visions, with the donation to be shared by both districts 31N and 31S. I believe that all is well that ends well. Thankfully, as Lions, we conducted ourselves graciously throughout the delayed meals, displaying our Lion spirit. Vision is my passion. Serving as a Lion is my privilege. Thank you for allowing me to serve our district. And here's an article about prayers for fellow Lions. Please keep the following Lions in your thoughts and prayers. PDG Lion Steve McLaurin. Lion Steve went through surgery to remove pressure on the brain that was a result of a fall. He also had a follow-up procedure to help with blood flow. Since then, he has had a setback that is preventing him from communicating. He does have movement, though. Please continue to keep him and his family in your prayers for God's healing. He cannot accept visitors or calls at this time. He will need some rehab and time to recover. PCC Lions Skippy Jackson. From Lions Skippy and Judy Jackson. This is to let everyone know that we have received confirmation that Skippy has been diagnosed with small cell carcinoma cancer, which is a very aggressive cancer. They have done two more tests to determine what chemotherapy will be needed. They seem to think it's in the early stages and still confined to the right lung. We do know there are cancerous lymph nodes involved, which are also in the right lung. We have met with Dr. Kritz, the oncologist. We have told all our families and are now asking for prayers from friends and community. Love you and thank you in advance for your love and prayers. We plan on walking by faith and continue living our lives as normal as possible. The treatment plan is 6 weeks of radiation, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 cycles of chemotherapy, given over 3 days, every 3 weeks. Chemotherapy and radiation will be given simultaneously. With this aggressive treatment plan, we could possibly have 30% cure rate and or an 85% remission rate. As we walk through this journey with Jesus and our prayer warriors, we are optimistic that we can beat this. Thank you for your love and support. Know that we love each of you. First flight phone number. The phone number for the First Flight Lions Club has been terminated. Until further notice, please use the club president's phone number if you need to get a message to the club. Lion Angelo Sinesso, and that number is 252-202-1190. Schedule a visit from Camp Dogwood. This is by Tammy Thomas, your camp director. When was the last time you invited someone from Camp Dogwood to attend your zone meeting? Let's make it happen. I would like the opportunity to meet with Lions across North Carolina during zone meetings to reach as many Lions as possible. I have a short presentation that I would like to share with you. Thanks for all you do. International Childhood Cancer Day, February 15th. February 15th, 2024, is International Childhood Cancer Day, a global collaborative campaign to raise awareness about childhood cancer and to express support for children and adolescents with cancer, the survivors, and their families. Leader Dogs Discussion with Lion Beth Slade. This is by Lion John Lind. Our guest speaker at a recent meeting came all the way from Michigan. She had already planned to be in North Carolina for our midwinter convention, so we asked her to visit our club as well while she was here. Lion Beth Slade is the Director of Philanthropy for Lions Engagement at Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind was formed in 1939 when three Lions were looking for a way to help a fourth member of their club who was losing his sight. They sought out a dog breeder and asked if he could train a dog to guide their friend. It was a successful venture and eventually resulted in the creation of Leader Dogs. There are approximately 1.3 million people in the United States who are legally blind, and there will likely be about 75,000 more this year. Guide dogs are also service dogs, but they are trained in the specific service of guiding blind and or deaf people. The Leader Dogs organization's goal is to help people travel safely, confidently, and independently. So in addition to training guide dogs, they also work with the blind people to train them how to use a white cane and have several other programs as well. Leader Dogs for the Blind does not receive any government funding. The organization is completely funded by donations from Lions clubs like ours and other organizations and individual donors. For the past several years, our club has made higher-than-normal donations to the Leader Dogs organization. There is never a charge for the clients, so they depend on fundraising for 100% of their operating costs. We can help by spreading the word about their services, especially on social media, connecting with local agencies, posting brochures, and, of course, by fundraising. At the end of the meeting, we made a $5,000 donation to Leader Dogs. This puts our club in the top dog list for the third year in a row. We are proud to support this amazing organization and hope you will too. Learn about the organization at www.leaderdog.org. In memory of Rodney Stephen Shaleen, October 5, 1950 to December 16, 2023. Past District Governor Rodney Steve Shaleen, District 31C, 1998 to 1999, Charlotte Western Lions Club. Rodney Stephen Steve Shaleen, 73, of Mooresville, North Carolina, passed away peacefully on Saturday, December 16, 2023, with family by his side. Steve was born on October 5, 1950, in Springfield, Ohio, to Rodney Richard Shaleen and Nora Martine White Shaleen. Steve was preceded in death by his father in 1998. Steve lived most of his childhood in Ohio before his family moved to Charlotte, where he graduated from Independence High School in 1968. After graduating high school, Steve enrolled at Gardner-Webb University, but shortly after joined the Army and was stationed in Vietnam, where he served his country from February 1971 through December of 1973. He was awarded a Bronze Star Medal for meritorious achievement in ground operations against hostile forces in the Republic of Vietnam from March 1972 to March 1973. After returning home from Vietnam, Steve resumed his college education at Belmont Abbey and graduated in 1976 with a Bachelor of Arts in Economics. Steve loved hunting, watching football, attending Wake Forest home football games, and playing golf. Steve was most proud of his daughter, Stephanie, and her accomplishments. Steve is survived by his immediate family, Martine Shaleen, Tamara Shaleen, and Stephanie Shaleen. He is also survived by his very close cousins with whom he grew up, cousin and best friend Jeff Higginbottom, cousin Paulette Bowling, and cousin Susan Higginbottom. A celebration of Steve's life was held at 2 p.m. on Friday, December 22nd, at Calvin Cook Funeral Home in Mooresville. The service was also live-streamed for those unable to attend in person. Visitation with family followed the service. Memorials may be made to NC Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673. Rocky Hawk Lions has productive quarter. This is by Lion Francis Jordan. The Rocky Hawk Lions were really busy the last quarter of 2023. Prior to the last quarter of the year, we were still busy closing out September. From September 22, 2023 through September 25, 2023, the club was helping the American Legion with the 77th annual Chowan County Fair. Prior to the fair actually being opened September 26th, through September 30th of 2023. A lot of work had to be done. The club helped set up the exhibit buildings, checked in arts and crafts and flowers and vegetables to be exhibited and judged. After the exhibits were judged, the items had to be rearranged for opening at the fair. The club set up a table and tent to sell Camp Dogwood tickets. A total of $442 worth of tickets were sold. The club set up an educational booth in the agricultural building and won the third prize of $100. After the fair, the club table and tent were taken down and stored until fall of 2024. The club helped the American Legion break down everything in the exhibit buildings to be stored for the next fair. On September 26, 2024, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club hosted an Operation Site seminar at the Chowan Senior Center. This is a new program for the Albemarle Eye Care Center, where low-income people with no insurance can receive free cataract surgery. During the seminar, informational brochures and giveaways were handed out by the Albemarle Eye Care Center. The club gave out free bottles of water, NABS, and a free Camp Dogwood ticket for a chance to win $15,000 to the 32 people in attendance. Since September 26, 2023 was the second North Carolina Day of Service, and this year was focused on vision, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club decided to make the entire month of September a North Carolina Month of Service. The club chose to collect glasses for the entire month. They totaled 487 pairs. From October 15th to 19th of 2023, four Lions from the club attended the VIP fishing tournament held on the Outer Banks. Three Lions helped the VIPs fish on the Nag's Head fishing pier, and one Lion helped the VIPs fish on one of the fishing boats. On October 17th, 2023, John A. Holmes Leos arrived at the Nag's Head fishing pier along with a Lion from the club and the Leo staff advisor for the day to help the VIPs fish. From October 16th, 2023 through November 2nd, 175 tickets were sold by the club to friends, family, and neighbors for the Belk Charity Day sale. On the days of the sale, November 4th and 5th, 2023, three Lions sold a total of 200 tickets at the door. A total number of 375 tickets were sold. The club held its Christmas party on December 2nd of 2023. A free buffet of chicken and barbecue was enjoyed before the winner of the Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest was announced. Lion Ann Knox won and received a $20 Food Lion gift card. Each one attending was asked to bring a $5 gift for the reverse gift exchange. There was a lot of fun and laughter. On December 14th, the annual district VIP Christmas party hosted by the Social Workers for the Blind was held in Plymouth. Several of the VIPs of Chowan County were picked up by Lions and driven to Plymouth, where they were given a fried chicken dinner and entertained with Christmas music. Door prizes and gifts were also given out. For more than 20 years, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club has given all VIPs in Chowan County a VIP Christmas party the first week of December. Last year, when visiting or checking on the VIPs by phone in November, all VIPs expressed no interest in attending a VIP Christmas party. The reasons given were mostly due to age, health issues, and weather. Most of the VIPs are now 80 or 90 years of age, with four being over 90. The oldest VIP is 94. The club decided to purchase a $20 Food Lion gift card for each VIP instead of having a VIP Christmas party. The VIP really appreciated the gift cards. After checking with the VIPs this year, it was decided to give the gift cards again. A total of 22 Food Lion gift cards were placed in a Christmas card and given to the VIPs attending the annual district VIP Christmas party in Plymouth. The rest of the Christmas cards, with the $20 Food Lion gift cards, were personally delivered to the VIPs by the Rocky Hawk Lions Club. On five Saturdays in October of 2023 and November of 2023, the club manned a table from 9 a.m. until noon at the Edenton Farmers Market to sell $428 in Camp Dogwood tickets and $168 in brooms. Three applications were taken for low-income people to receive eye exams and eyeglasses. Three vouchers were given to them to receive free eye exams and glasses. Three new members joined the club, a nice end to the year. The club is looking forward to another productive and happy 2024 Lions year. Support for Trey Cromwell. This is written by Lion John Lind. This year, our fish fry will benefit the family of Trey Cromwell. Trey and his family were our guests at a recent meeting. They shared the story of how we got here. Trey is the youngest grandson of Carl and Linda Cromwell, members of our club. Carl is a recent past president and was instrumental in getting our 501c3 set up initially. Little did we know then that it would be used for his grandson's family just a few short years later. Kevin Cromwell began by telling us a story of one of his childhood memories of his dad, Carl, driving him around West Virginia with a truckload of brooms made by the blind. In fact, both Kevin and Trey had presented at our club before in years past. Kevin did a program on science, and a few years later, Trey and his brother Tyler, along with Jacques Gilbert years before he became the mayor, asked us to support the skate park in Apex, and we did provide some financial support, of course. Trey and his siblings, Tyler and Bella, all grew up here in Apex. Trey was not only a skateboarder, but he also played guitar and became a lab manager. In March of 2023, he accepted a new job in San Diego. He was on his way there when the trouble began. It started out as some pain in his shoulder, and then progressed to him having difficulty gripping a screwdriver. Eventually, he went to see the doctor, who suggested that he also see a neurologist. The diagnosis was amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, also known as ALS, also known as motor neurons disease, MND, or more commonly, Lou Gehrig's disease. This disease attacks the motor neurons, which tell the muscles what to do. It affects everyone differently, and as it progresses, it can ultimately affect a person's ability to walk, talk, and even breathe. It has been likened to slow-moving paralysis. Although it usually affects people 55 or older, Trey is only 25 years old. Duke said that Trey is not the youngest patient they have ever had, but he is the youngest they currently have. Kevin said that roughly 5 people in 100,000 contract this disease, and only about 1% of those are 25 or younger. When Trey informed his parents of his diagnosis, he said that he had won the lottery, not the one he wanted to win. It has now been less than a year, and Trey is already having difficulty walking and talking, so the disease is definitely progressing. Trey has an amazing attitude and is learning as much as he can and fighting as much as possible. He is a very intelligent and brave young man, and thankfully, it does not affect the brain. So he is learning all that he's able to about medications and treatments and wants to do all he can to help others. The average lifespan after diagnosis is 36 months. Tisha shared that since the disease does affect everyone differently, there is no standard treatment. That is one reason why insurance companies generally do not provide much help. In fact, their requests for treatments have all been denied so far. Trey is now officially disabled, which would normally mean that he would be allowed to remain on his parents' insurance policy after the age of 26, but that has also been denied to date. The only medication that has been approved so far is one that was created 30 years ago. The insurance does not cover any more of the more modern and more promising medications yet. As things progress, they were going to need to provide treatment, medication, and even some home modifications, ramps, and other accessory changes. Those things all cost money, which insurance will not provide. They don't even know yet what will be needed, but clearly there will be needs. That is why the Apex Lions Club has chosen the Cromwell family as the beneficiary of this year's fish fry proceeds. We should be able to raise a few thousand dollars to help them meet these needs and alleviate some of the burden from them. Not only that, we also learned that if they were to set up a GoFundMe or other donation tool, there would be service fees, not small, taken out, and those contributions would not be tax deductible for the donor. So we are going to make use of our 501c3 Apex Lions Charitable Fund to provide a way for donors to make tax deductible donations, and we will not charge any fees. This is our way of serving, and it will allow 100% of the money to go where it is intended. We have a sign-up page on our website with a link to make such donations. We hope that you will donate as well as come to the fish fry on April 5th of 2024. Trey and his family plan to be there helping too. Donations may also be mailed to Apex Lions Club, P.O. Box 633, Apex, North Carolina, 27502, and at the website apexlions.org/trays-time-of-need. Thank you so much in advance for your support. Here are a couple more obituaries. In memory of Ronnie Lloyd Staley, June 6, 1943 to January 6, 2024. PCC Ron served as president of the North Carolina Lions Foundation from 2006 to 2007, district governor 1996 to 97, District 31E, council chair from 2010 to 2011. Ronald Lloyd Staley was born June 6, 1943, in Wilbur, Wilkes County, North Carolina. He graduated from High Point High School in 1962, where he was a longtime Pemmican Yearbook photographer. Wake Forest College in 1966 with a BA in religion, and the University of Wisconsin in 1985 with a master's degree at the School for Bank Administration. After college, Ron entered the U.S. Army as a second lieutenant and attained the rank of captain. He was on active duty from 1967 to 69 and in the U.S. Army Reserves from 1970 to 75 while living in Petersburg, Virginia, Aberdeen Proving Grounds, Maryland, and Colonial Heights, Virginia. He was a member of the National Society of Pershing Rifles, and among his various other awards and commendations was presented the Army Commendation Medal for Meritorious Service at Fort Lee, Virginia. Ron married Sally Beulah Staley, also from High Point, in 1966, and they were happily married for 57 years. After Ron's military service, they moved to Detroit, Michigan, where Ron joined the National Bank of Detroit. After 10 years in Detroit, the family moved back to North Carolina, specifically to North Wilkesboro, where he worked for Northwestern Bank. In 1986, the family moved to Concord, where he joined First Union National Bank, now Wells Fargo. Ron was a 37-year member of Central United Methodist Church in Concord, serving as an usher, member of the United Methodist Men, a teacher for the Christian Fellowship class, a Finance Council on Ministries and Stewardship chair, and a delegate to the Western North Carolina United Methodist Conference. He also served as a past board member and past multi-year finance chair of the Coltrane LIFE Center. Ron was an active member of Lions International Association, where he held multiple positions in the Concord Lions Club, including club president and multi-year secretary. He also served the Lions of North Carolina as district governor in 1996 to 97 and was president of the North Carolina Lions Foundation in 2006 to 7. He was a key member, a Jack Stickley Fellow, a Melvin Jones Fellow, a William L. Woolard Partner in Service recipient, a Dr. Lacey and Esther Presnell Charter VIP Ambassador recipient, and a Ben Q. Foreman recipient, a life member of the North Carolina Lions Foundation, and a member of the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame. Ron was involved in many hobbies and activities over the years and was well known amongst family and friends for his skill as an accomplished woodworker, building decks, treehouses, sandboxes, and various pieces of quality furniture. His family also took great joy at attempting to find a puzzle game that Ron could not solve, though they were very unsuccessful. In retirement, Ron became an exceptional woodcarver, carving several award-winning birds, which are proudly displayed by his family. Preceding him in death were his mother, Agnes S. Moore, and aunts and uncles Wint and Sadie Snyder of Wilbur, Blaine and Marguerite Staley of Tampa, Florida, Oscar and Harriet Staley of High Point, John and Olena Gulledge of Archdale, and cousin Ray Snyder of Wilbur. Besides his wife, survivors include daughter Kathy Staley and grandson Blaine Evie Staley of Wake Forest, North Carolina, son Brad Staley and daughter-in-law Valerie Haig, and grandsons Ethan Staley, Grayson Staley, and Barrett Staley of Apex. Other survivors are uncle and aunt Ed and Ann Peterson of High Point, and cousins Judy Staley of Tampa, Nora Vestal, Jimmy Staley, Kenneth Gulledge, Michael Gulledge, and Linda Sue Varner of High Point. A memorial service was held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, January 14, 2024, at Central United Methodist Church, officiated by Reverend Tom Latimer. The family greeted friends following the service in the Coltrane Memorial Room. The funeral was also live-streamed on YouTube. Memorials may be made to Central United Methodist Church, 30 Union Street North, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. or the North Carolina Lions Foundation, P.O. Box 39, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina, 28673, or Hospice of Lake Norman, 705 Griffith Street, Suite 203, in Davidson, North Carolina, 28038. In memory of Randy Wilson Vickers, September 7, 1945 to January 9, 2024. Past District Governor Randy Vickers, District 31H from 2001 to 2, Greenville-Martinborough Lions Club. He was born on September 7, 1945 in Tifton, Georgia, to the late S.J. and Carolyn Oliver Vickers. Mr. Vickers was a veteran, having served in the U.S. Army at the beginning of the Vietnam War. He was a graduate of Andrew Jackson High School and Andrew Technical High in Jacksonville, Florida. Randy enjoyed traveling, boating on the Intracoastal Waterway, piloting his plane, and was a black belt in karate. He was a member of the Mooresville Lions Club, where he spent many years serving the blind within his community, state, and internationally. Randy served as district governor in the Lions Club's International and received numerous awards for his service. He owned Vickers Designs and Associates. After retiring from HUD, he spent his days with his companion and best friend, Jackson. He also attended Prospect Presbyterian Church in Mooresville. In addition to his parents, he was preceded in death by his brothers Gary and Kenny Vickers and grandmother Granny Oliver. He is survived by his loving friend of many years, Sharon Weddington, a special friend whom he thought of as a daughter, Corbeth Dillinger and her husband McKinnon, granddaughters Clara, Abby, grandson and best buddy Tucker, brothers Steve Vickers and wife Pat, and sister Carol Bartlett and husband David. A service celebrating Randy's life was held at 2 p.m. on January 15th of 2024 at Calvin Cook Funeral Home Chapel, with Reverend Will Guype officiating. The family received friends prior to the service from 1 to 2 at the funeral home. The burial was held at 2 p.m. on February 17, 2024 at Evergreen Cemetery, Jacksonville, Florida. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the NC VIP Fishing Tournament for the Blind at P.O. Box 140, Columbia, North Carolina, 27925. District 31N and 31S Midwinter Food Drive by Lion Bob Christensen. North Carolina Lions Districts 31N and 31S held a successful food drive at the recent Midwinter Convention in Greenville. This food drive benefited the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina. We collected 378 pounds of donations, filling 7 large cartons. Donated items included canned goods, dry goods, and non-food items such as paper products and personal care items. This was the third food drive held during a midwinter convention, and more than 16 clubs participated this year. Individuals also brought food items or contributed monetary donations. Food insufficiency is greater than ever. Providing food to those in need is one of the 5 pillars of service of Lionism. A special thanks to all those who contributed in any way to make this food drive successful. Here's another small item by Lion John Lind. It's always good to have a visit from the district governor. For our first meeting of the new year, we had just that. DG Lorraine Dixon visited us in Apex and shared some of her thoughts and visions for the year. Her focus is on vision, and she shared her reasons why. Her granddaughter was diagnosed as legally blind. Her husband Tommy joined Lions back when it was a men's-only organization. When women were allowed to join, she also became a Lion in 2002. Then her great-grandson was born blind. After having several surgeries at Duke, he's now able to see with glasses. Eventually, when he's a bit older, he will be able to get a new lens put on his eye, and he will be able to see well enough to drive. So she is all in as a lion, and that is why she ran for district governor. She also took some time to thank the Apex Lions Club, because the biggest donation that has come in so far for the Cure Blindness Project was from our club. This was the money that we collected in the cooler at our state fair booth in October of 2023. Our club matched every dollar, and the donation total was $1,500. A New Christmas Tradition by Lion John Lind. Beginning with Christmas of 2023, the Apex Lions Club decided to start a new Christmas tradition. Since we will no longer have a state fair celebration as an opportunity to invite spouses to a banquet dinner, we made our second meeting in December a full-on Christmas party. So Lion Joel had a fun time decorating for this special occasion. Our special guest speaker and entertainer was Roger Rep and his wife Donna. Lion Horace has known Roger and Donna for many, many years, as they used to work together back in Louisiana in their early career days. These days, Roger is retired, but spends his time as a part-time minister at a church in Pittsburgh. He loves to play the accordion and uses music as a way to share the gospel. So, for the Christmas party, he facilitated a medley of sing-along Christmas songs and shared the message behind the words as well as we went along. It was a lot of fun, and we all learned some things as well. And of course, we did have our final state fair celebration. Lion Horace told some stories about previous fair managers and some of the interesting things that used to happen there. We had quite a few people at the meeting who are not members of the club, but have been longtime workers at the fair. Some of these have been helpful there for decades. It was a great beginning to a new tradition, and we look forward to this year's Christmas celebration. From Camp Dogwood, an article about bingo bucks. Bingo bucks are given to VIPs in lieu of prizes. VIPs are then able to exchange those bucks for souvenirs or snacks from the Camp Dogwood store. If you or your club would like to donate, send checks made out to NCLF with bingo bucks in the memo line. There is no set amount requested. We will distribute all funds equally amongst all sessions. For more information or questions, contact Tammy Thomas at tammy@nclf.org or call her at 828-478-2135, extension 229. And I don't see an address here for sending checks, so I apologize for that. Speaking of Camp Dogwood, here's something from Tammy. Oh, and here's the address for Camp Dogwood, so let me read that out. Camp Dogwood for the Blind and Visually Impaired, 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive, or P.O. Box 39, Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. And her message says, "Hello, Lion. We need you. Hopefully, you are already considering volunteering at Camp Dogwood this summer. Volunteering for a weekly session to work with blind and visually impaired individuals is a rewarding experience. You have the opportunity to make a significant impact on the lives of each blind and visually impaired camper. If you are service-driven and enjoy helping others, then volunteering at camp will be an experience that you cannot miss out on. Come witness what Camp Dogwood is all about and how important it is to the individuals we serve there. This summer, Camp Dogwood will serve up to 60 to 80 campers per week. To accomplish this, we need approximately 10 volunteers each week." So here's some important information. Meals and lodging are provided at no charge to volunteers. Wireless internet is available if you would like to bring your laptop. This is a one-week commitment. We request that all volunteers arrive by 1 p.m. on Sunday to assist with check-in and depart after the campers leave the following Thursday. You are welcome to arrive on Saturday, the day before your weekly session. If you do choose to arrive on Saturday, please notify the camp office. There will be a volunteer orientation meeting at 3 p.m. on Sunday, the day of arrival. And here's the application and additional info. If you need additional info or applications, please contact us. We're happy to mail applications out, but they are also available on our website, nclionscampdogwood.org. Once your application has been approved and your week assigned, a confirmation email would be sent or mailed to you. You are encouraged to bring your spouse or a friend who is a lion that will volunteer with you. If you cannot volunteer this summer, please help us by passing this application on to someone who can. Please read all the attached information carefully, including the standards of conduct policy. Please return the application as soon as possible. Feel free to contact Tammy Thomas with any questions at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email Tammy@nclf.org. We look forward to having you here. Best regards, Tammy Thomas, the camp director. And there follows an application for volunteering. The application needs to be returned no later than April 1st. The completed reservation form does not guarantee you a room. We'll contact you for confirmation of a room in your reservation. So the Camp Dogwood goes from April 4th to April 10th of 2024. And in the application, there are slots where you can ask for breakfast, lunch, and dinner on those dates. And it says space is limited. Roommates might be required. So, and then they, this is for spring maintenance days, not for volunteering at the camp. My apologies. Yes, this is for volunteering for the spring maintenance days and eyeglass sorting, which will happen on the evening of the 4th of April, all day the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and the morning of the 10th. And the application has places where you can declare which time slot you would like to volunteer for. Okay, I hope that's clear. Here's some information on the 100th Annual North Carolina Lions Council State Convention, our 100th Convention of Service. It's held April 26th through 28th of 2024 at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the application form includes a place where you put your club and your district and your name and phone number and whether you would like what kind of meal you would like, either chicken or vegetarian or beef, for both the fun night and the banquet and the tail twister breakfast. So on Friday, April 26th, there will be a Friday fun night, black and white attire, as casual or as dressy as you like. That will happen from 6:30 to 10 p.m. on Friday, April 26th. Then to go to that function, it's a $20 cost. Then on Saturday, April 27th, there's a tail twister breakfast with live auction from 8 a.m. And then the governor's banquet from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. And the breakfast will cost you $18 and the governor's banquet $38. And then on Sunday, April 28th, the general session will begin at 8:30 and there will be district cabinet meetings. And there are, let's see, to make checks payable to 2024 NC Lions Council State Convention, or you can put it on your debit or credit card on this application. And you can mail that to, and it's got to be there by April 15th. And mail this all to Lion Elizabeth Steele, 2252 Baker Mill Road, Cleveland, North Carolina, 27013. You can call Liz Steele at 704-798-3471 or email lizsteele2252@gmail.com. And Steele has an E at the end. Your room reservations at Greensboro High Point Marriott at 1 Marriott Drive in Greensboro, the rates for Lions is $119 a night until April 11th of 2024. So you can make your room reservation online, or you can call them at 1-888-236-2427 and request the rate for North Carolina Lions State Convention. Now, there's a golf tournament also, and there's an application for the registration for the golf tournament, and that's going to be on Friday, April 26th. It's $50 per player. That includes lunch. Each mulligan is $5, two per person max, and the tee-off is approximately at 10 a.m. Prizes will be presented Friday evening at the convention, Friday Fun Night. Let's see. So you can make checks payable to NCPDGO and mail the completed form and payment to PDG David Smoot at 105 Circle Drive, Thomasville, North Carolina, 27360. Or email csmoot at triad.rr.com or call Mr. Moot at 336-991-8731. Now, there's also a form for placing an ad in the program for this 100th convention. And the ad, let's see, for an ad on the back cover, it's $1,500. For inside the front cover is $1,000. A full page, 8.5 by 11, is $300. Half page, $150. A quarter page, $100. And a business card, size, $50. So if you'd like an ad on the program for the Lions Council State Convention, make out your check to NC Lions Council State Convention and mail it to April Allred at 5329 Schaffner Road. That's spelled S-H-O-F-F-N-E-R Road in McLeansville, North Carolina, 27301. If you'd like to use a credit card, there will be a 3% convenience fee added to your cost. So if you'd like to, you can email you will need to email the file containing your ad to gcwclc@gmail.com. If you have any more questions about this, please contact Convention Chair PDG Susie Daly at 704-439-6278 or email lionsusied@gmail.com. Here are some notices on activities happening around the region. On February 17th, from 5 to 8 p.m., there will be a Valentine's Sock Hop at Virginia Tillett Community Center with the band The Riftides. Dance to the music of the 50s and enjoy burgers, fries, popcorn, and root beer floats. And this is all going to be at the Virginia Tillett Community Center at 950 Marshall C. Collins Drive in Manio, North Carolina, 27954. The tickets are $10 apiece. And if you'd like more information, call Gail at 252-489-7852. That looks like fun. There are military dog tags for sale by the, not sure which Lions Club is selling these, but they come with a silencer, a little plastic thing that goes around the edge so they don't clink so much. They are $6 each, plus $1.50 shipping. They come in several colors. You need to select the color of your silencer, and space is limited on this dog tag to a maximum of 5 lines and a maximum of 12 characters per line, and that includes spaces. So please print legibly what you'd like on your dog tag, and you mail the form and payment to George Suggs, 84 English Drive, Candler, North Carolina, 28715. For more questions, his email is gesuggs@aol.com. Included in this newsletter is a form for the NCLF Board and Council of Governors meeting, which will be held at Camp Dogwood at 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive, Sherrill's Ford, North Carolina. It will happen from May 3rd to 5th of 2024. You'll check in at 3 p.m. on the 3rd and check out at 11 a.m. on the 5th. The form includes a place to put the name of their participant. Room reservations are $75 nightly. And there's Friday night and Saturday night have accommodations. You can submit a credit card. You can cancel your reservation up to 7 days prior without a penalty. After that, you'll be billed in full for meals and for half of the room cost. So reservations are due for this Council of Governors meeting April 19th of 2024. After April 19th of 2024, meals and rooms cannot be guaranteed. So Friday night, the cost to participate is $20. The Saturday breakfast is $13. Saturday lunch is $15. Saturday evening's meal is $20. And Sunday's breakfast is $13. So you can call in your reservation and your credit card number to April 828-478-4419. I'm sorry, that was a fax number. My apologies. Her telephone number for April is 828-478-2135, extension 250. And your payment per meal is due as soon as you make that reservation. Here's a message from the American Red Cross of Eastern North Carolina by Elizabeth Farnsworth Grant, the Senior Recruitment Specialist. It's that time of year again. In eastern North Carolina, we are particularly aware of the need to be prepared for large-scale and minor emergencies affecting our region's families. The American Red Cross promotes preparedness and offers many free opportunities in your community. Classes such as Be Red Cross Ready, Emergency Preparedness, and Hands-Only CPR are just a few ways we want to help your organization. Please let me know if you'd like more information. I'm always happy to speak to you or your group and share our mission. Thank you for everything you do to make a difference every day. And her contact information is phone 252-933-7386 or email elizabeth.grant@redcross.org. And Elizabeth is spelled Elisabeth Grant. And to close out this newsletter, here is a message from the Lions Club International President for 2023-24, Dr. Patty Hill. Her motto is Changing the World. Our international president, as a Lion for more than 32 years, international president Dr. Patty Hill has always brought out the very best in others. Her life and career have been defined by her passion for social justice, her dedication to helping others reach their full potential, and her devotion to making the world a better place for all people. Changing the world. Changing the world is a journey. There is no middle and no end. There is only a beginning, and it starts with us. It happens through the many small choices and acts of kindness we make every day. Together, the sum of our efforts makes the world a better place, one life, one relationship, and one community at a time. Reaching our full potential. President Hill's programs and initiatives will focus on four key priorities for Lions International that are critical to our mission of service. 1. Creating a greener, cleaner environment. 2. Sharing our stories with the world. 3. Reaching our full potential as Lions and leaders. And 4. Supporting our global foundation, LCIF. And here are some ways to be a supporter. A presidential LCIF supporter recognizing individual generosities. At LCIF, we deeply value the incredible generosity of our individual donors. To honor your commitment and support, we're thrilled to introduce the Presidential LCIF Supporter Program. This initiative aims to recognize and celebrate individuals who have contributed with heart and soul, making a significant impact on our mission. By participating in the annual program, you become an integral part of our honored supporters. Melvin Jones Fellowship credits will be earned based on the one-time donation amount you provide. Your generosity not only earns you well-deserved recognition, but also helps us make a lasting difference in the lives in need. The Presidential Club Giving Award for LCIF. Recognizing your club's generosity. At LCIF, we value the incredible generosity of our members. As a token of our appreciation, we're thrilled to introduce the Presidential Club Giving Award for LCIF program. This initiative aims to recognize clubs that have demonstrated outstanding commitment and support by contributing to our cause on a per-member average basis throughout the year. By participating in this recognition program, your club has the opportunity to join a prestigious circle of dedicated supporters. Your contributions make a significant impact on our mission, enabling us to serve our community and beyond. Well, that's about all the time I have. The newsletter did include some other items, but I had to edit just a little bit in order to fit into my 58-minute time limit. So that's it for this newsletter. We hope you have enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.